From Stabler to Plunkett and Allen to Jacobs, we've got your Raiders covered on Silver and Black today. Here are your hosts, Scott Gulbranson and Q Myers.
Scott Gulbranson, Hondo Carpenter sitting in with me today, special guest co-host as we roll along, brought to you by our good friends Sam and Ash Injury Attorneys. Check them out at samandashlaw.com because you deserve what's best. Speaking of the best, one of the best guys in the business, one of the best beat writers there is, and that, of course, is Gilbert Manzano, Orange County Register, no stranger to Las Vegas. Of course, he was here with the Review Journal, covered a lot of things from boxing to the Raiders. We decided, hey, Gilbert knows. He covered Gus Bradley. We're going to bring Gilbert on to talk about it. Gilbert, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thank you for the best intro I've ever had.
I try, but I always mean it. It's never fluff. All right, so let's talk about Gus Bradley. So you've been down there covering the Chargers again for a couple seasons. Overall, give us just your impression of Gus Bradley as the coach. I mean, you've had to deal with him even in this weird year with Zoom and all that as a journalist too. What are the Raiders getting with Gus Bradley as their new defensive coordinator?
Well, first of all, from a reporter standpoint, you're going to get a well-liked guy, a guy who gives you very honest, thoughtful answers. I've learned so much just from press conferences with Gus Bradley. Sometimes he's shy with maybe some X's and O's, but in terms of player development and stuff like that, he gives you the real deal. So on that part, for the reporter, it's going to be good. And in terms for the Raiders, you know, his track record pretty much – and it was a little shaky in Jacksonville when he was a head coach. But coordinator stuff, when he's calling plays and on focus on defense, he's done pretty well. With the Chargers, the first 2 years were really – they were great, 2017, 2018, and I know 2019, 2020 was a little rocky. But, you know, when it comes to Gus Bradley, he has a good system. Games are rarely lopsided. The passing defense is always pretty solid throughout the year. So you know what you get in Gus Bradley. There's things that there are some cons, but overall, he usually has a solid defense throughout the year.
Gilbert, this is Hondo Carpenter. Good to talk to you, buddy. One of the questions that I had for you is I talked to some players who played for him, and they said that he was demanding. He doesn't fool around. He's not a guy afraid to hold people accountable or bench people. How much did you get to see that, and how much do you think that helps him with a very young Raider roster?
Yeah, Hondo, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, when you're talking to Gus Bradley, you don't get that sense of a fiery head coach, a demanding head coach. But when he's out in the practice field, he's a different guy. You could really see that intensity. So when I first got there to cover the Chargers in halfway through 2018, I'm like, this guy's very likable, you know, very, you know, easygoing. I don't get how he's kind of motivating some of these guys. Maybe just a great system, but no, behind closed doors, he's going to get the best out of you. And there's a reason why so many players from, you know, Cam Chancellor, Bobby Wagner, you know, the guys over there, Michael Benn in Seattle, to guys over in Jacksonville. I think I saw Allen Robinson, a wide receiver, have a nice sweep for Gus Bradley. But with the Chargers, Derwin James, Joey Bosa, they all love Gus Bradley because he demands so much. But he's also well-liked. He cares about his player. He's a player's coach. But at the same time, you cannot, you know, double-cross Gus Bradley. No, regardless how nice he is to you at the end of the day, he demands so much. And I think players expect to kind of that good balance that he has.
Again, Gilbert Manzano covers the Chargers for the Orange County Register, is our guest here. And one of the things, too, that I would love to hear from you, and Hondo touched on a little bit there about how his players feel about him. But one thing he said in the press conference yesterday, Gilbert, was he wants to make his players uncomfortable. Covering the team as you have now for almost two plus years, what sort of disciplinarian is, what kind of system, and from a practice perspective, from a guys in a discipline perspective, does he run, and how do they react to that usually?
Yeah, you know, the thing with Gus Bradley, he wants you to buy into the system. It's going to be very predictable. It's going to be the same stuff, you know, throughout the game, throughout the whole 16 games of the season. And maybe sometimes that frustrates players when, you know, sacks are not coming, takeaways and turnovers. But if he really gets guys to believe in the system and not waver, I think that will go a long way for the Raiders. I think the Chargers did a good job for 4 years, or at least the first 2 years, especially that first year. I was surprised how good they were. I didn't cover the Chargers in 2017, but they're one of the top five teams in scoring defense. I think they only allow 17 points per game. So that first year, I think a lot of guys bought into the system. But it's very safe. It's very predictable. Whoever's going to be that free safety role, he's probably not going to have a lot of plays throughout the game. But he has to be ready and prevent big plays. I know for the Raiders, big plays was a problem a year ago, but that single high safety will work to that advantage to kind of, prevent the monster, 20 plays that kind of kill you throughout the game. Now, in terms of the pass rush, I know Max Crosby is there, but if the Raiders have a solid four, they get by because Gus Bradley, he's not going to change. He doesn't call out a blitz plays. He doesn't bring a lot of, more than four guys. So if that, that front four could, get enough pressure, then everything works. That zone defense works. The single high safety works. But I think it starts up front. If four guys can bring the pressure, I think that system would go a long way for the Raiders.
Gilbert, one of the things that I was told by a man who played for him, and I'd love your insight here, is that he has no patience for anything less than 100% effort, and that they said one of the hardest things about playing for him is he's demanding in the classroom as much as on the field. And I explained to them two particular Raiders players, Damon Arnette, the corner, and Jonathan Abrams, the safety. Both guys have a lot of physical talent. Arnette needs to mature, and so does Jonathan Abrams. And they said they are instantly going to be put on alert that you better do as much in the classroom as on the field. And he's not going to have any patience for anything less than 100% effort. And they go, not just physically, mentally. How much does he mentally coach the game of football?
Hondo, I can't tell you how many times during a Gus Bradley press conference, he's always bringing out, guys are taking good notes, good attention to detail, sitting in front of the classroom. Has he really noticed stuff like that? How hard you work, how many notes you take, how many questions you're asking. So I think if any Raider players are listening to the show right now, make sure you sit up front, take a lot of notes, a lot of questions, because he does really pay attention to that. So I think he's going to demand a lot. He's going to expect you to work hard. I know nowadays it's kind of via Zoom, but he's going to pay attention, especially now that it's the first year with a new team. He's going to be seeing it, seeing who wants to really improve. And like you mentioned, there's some guys there who were high draft picks, maybe haven't done too well. I think Gus Bradley was brought there to kind of improve guys like that. You look at Casey Hayward, the cornerback for the Chargers. He came from Green Bay. I think it was a second-round pick. Didn't do too well. But when he went to the Chargers and he went to Gus Bradley, he became a top number one cornerback for the Chargers for about 3 years. I know last year was kind of shaky, but that's what Gus Bradley does. He kind of takes guys to the next level, but he does really pay attention to that, the small things, the details, the notes, awareness, and just asking questions.
Gilbert Manzano.
Hey, Gilbert, if you don't – I'm sorry, Scott,
that's
can
okay.
I follow up that real
yeah,
quick?
Go right ahead.
So, Gilbert, I'm going to share a story I heard because I would love your angle because nobody would know this better than you. What a great guest to have today. One of the players said he was in a meeting and he informed that Gus informed one of the starters, you're benched. And when the guy asked him why, he says, because you're always texting your girlfriend. And he said, but I'm not watching you take notes. And evidently she, and he used some different language, is more important to you than what's supposed to be your profession and who you are. And this player said to me, he goes, if you think you can be a stupid player and play for him, you're stupid. He demanded. Did you like that side of him? And do you think it made the Chargers better?
I think so. I'll tell you one side from the Chargers. I don't know if it's a Gus Bradley related thing, but Desmond King, the cornerback for the Chargers, who got traded to Tennessee, he was an All-Pro in 2018 as a slot cornerback. He kind of maybe let up, when it comes to work ethic and stuff like that. In 2019, the Chargers went out and got Chris Harris Jr. to replace him. Now he's gone. He never improved when it came to kind of behind the scenes. So I think maybe Gus Bradley was tired of it. And maybe, Gus Bradley is so well-respected that Tom Telesco and Anthony Lynn noticed that. They know Desmond King, who maybe you'll be crazy to give up on a guy like that, who 2 years ago was an All-Pro. But if you're not getting the most from Gus Bradley, he cannot work that way. He cannot operate. And that's why he was out of the mix. So I think for all the young Raider players, that story that you just shared and the one I just shared, I think they'll be wise to just make sure you're all focused when it's time to go into the facility in Henderson. Sit down and take notes and make sure you're all focused there.
Gilbert, the question I have for you next is around what happened with him in Los Angeles? Because you talked about, and numbers don't always tell the right story. And even though the Chargers are in the same division as the Raiders, Raider fans that are listening right now might not understand sort of how some of those numbers started tailing off. Did the last couple years there and some of the performance, was that really indicative of a lot of those injuries? I mean, the Chargers had so many different injuries, and on defense particularly, and a lot of games Bosa was out and hurt and banged up and all that. Did that significantly impact that defense, or was it something else?
Yeah, you know, I think it really hurt Gus Bradley's defense this year. It was not a typical Gus Bradley defense. When I was watching maybe in October, I was telling myself, I don't know what scheme or what defense this is, but it is not the Chargers Gus Bradley football that I'm used to seeing. Because, you know, usually with Gus Bradley, you know, games don't get out of hand. I know it's a very cautious scheme, but he keeps the game pretty close. You know, there's not big plays. So when that wasn't working, I'm like, it's got to be the injuries, because, you know, Joey Bosa missed a good amount of games. Melvin Ingram missed a lot of games. Derwin James was not there all year. Drew Tranquil, a very underrated linebacker, he missed pretty much the whole year. So I think when it comes to the Raiders side, I think you've got to have the right personnel to make the scheme work and have guys buy in. But for the Chargers side, you know, the guys weren't there. There was a lot of injuries, and maybe in 2019 it kind of got through, but, you know, by 2020 the injuries did not stop. So the sacks, the takeaways were pretty much at the bottom. People, especially fans, they got pretty restless, you know, when it came to those numbers. And also, when you're playing a lot of one-score games, maybe that could be maybe the knock on the offensive side of Anthony Lynn for the Chargers. When the games are so close and you're asking Gus Bradley to play, you know, his zone defense, and you're giving up little windows here and there, and a team needs a field goal to win the game, that's usually all they need. And that's not a Gus Bradley system. He usually, you know, he's not playing man defense or blitzing a lot. And you got to do that in late-game situations. Maybe it's a little knock on Gus Bradley. Maybe he didn't tinker too much, but the Chargers on the offensive side did not do him enough favors to at least when they're, you know, keeping teams out of the end zone or the red zone, they're not scoring at the same time. So a lot of things to work and think. You hear the Patriots say all the time, complimenting football and stuff like that. So, but overall, the results for Gus Bradley were pretty solid for 4 years with the Chargers.
Yeah, and Gilbert, before we let you go, and we appreciate you spending so much time with us today, we also know that Bradley's going to be bringing along with him position coach Richard Smith and Ron Miles. Talk a little bit about those two guys and your experiences with them and what you may have heard from players on the field too.
Yeah, the Ron Miles, you know, going to Vegas really hurt Chargers fans, because he's done such a great job with the Chargers. I think he was even there before the Anthony Lynn regime. He's been there for a long time, and a lot of great players that Ron Miles has developed, from Jason Verrett to Derwin James, Michael Davis, Case Hayward, and I'm sure a lot of it has to do with Gus Bradley as well. But you got to have good position coaches like Ron Miles and Richard Smith to really help out your staff. And there's a reason why Gus Bradley, you know, he kind of took those guys. He knows they're very helpful. And credit to Gus Bradley, he's always given those guys credit. And every time we bring up, you know, why is the secondary doing so well? Regardless of maybe how difficult the year has been, when you look at the passing defense, they're always top 10 for Gus Bradley. And he credits Ron Miles a lot. He's always talking about he likes to move guys around, positionless kind of defensive backs. Like, you look at Derwin James, from being a pass rusher to linebacker to safety, occasionally a corner, he could block tight end. So expect guys who are very versatile to move around. And the guys who are not versatile, you better learn how to play more than one position, because Ron Miles and Gus probably going to notice that right away.
That's awesome. Gilbert, one quick question. I was told Miles is going to lower the boom on that defensive backfield, that they probably have no clue what's coming with the culture shock. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah. I think, you know, I didn't get to speak to Ron Miles too much because he's a position coach. But, yeah, I got the sense that fiery side, Ron Miles probably has it on a lot more than Gus Bradley, because when Gus Bradley talks to the media, he knows how to flip it. With Ron, I mean, I spoke to him a couple of times, but he's also very casual with the interviews. But I know behind closed doors and practice that he's going to bring the boom, like you say.
Wow. All right. Well, Gilbert Manzano, Orange County Register, we appreciate you spending time with us. Good luck with the Urban Meyer hunting and everything else you're doing with the Chargers head coaching job. Take care, my friend. We'll talk to you soon on Down the Line.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate the time. Take care.
All right, there you go. Gilbert Manzano covers the Chargers for the Orange County Register. We're up against a break. When we come back, Hondo and I will close out the hour. I would love to hear phone calls. That was a great interview. Gives you some really big insight into Gus Bradley from a guy who spent 2+ seasons covering him down with the Chargers. 702-365-9200. Uncle Hondo, Scott with you here on Silver and Black Today on Raider Nation Radio.